Morning Watch, Crystallization Study of 1st and 2nd Chronicles, Ezra, Nehemiah, and Esther. Week 8, Building the Wall of the City for the Protection of the Church as the House of God. Monday, Related Verses. Nehemiah 2, verse 17. Then I said to them, "You see the bad state we are in, that Jerusalem lies in waste, and its gates are burned with fire. Come and let us build up the wall of Jerusalem, so that we will no longer be a reproach." Matthew 16, verse 19. "I will give to you the keys of the kingdom of the heavens, and whatever you bind on the earth shall have been bound in the heavens, and whatever you loose on the earth shall have been loosed in the heavens." Matthew 16, verse 18. "And I also say to you that you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it." Nehemiah 2, verses 18 and 20. "And I told them about the hand of my God, which was good upon me, and also about the king's words, which he has spoken to me. And they said, 'Let us rise up and build.' And they strengthened their hands for the good work." Verse 20. "And I answered them and said to them, 'The God of heaven himself will make us prosper. Therefore we, his servants, will rise up and build. But you have no portion, nor right, nor memorial in Jerusalem." Psalms 51, verse 18. "Do good in your good pleasure unto Zion. Build the walls of Jerusalem." Revelations 21, verses 12 and 18. "It had a great and high wall, and had 12 gates, and at the gates 12 angels, and names inscribed, which are the names of the 12 tribes of the sons of Israel." Verse 18. "And the building work of its wall was jasper, and the city was pure gold, like clear glass." Related reading. The building of the house in the city is the center of God's eternal purpose. This building is simply the mingling of God with man. When Christ comes into us, that is the mingling. Therefore, the church is a mingling of divinity with humanity. When this mingling is enlarged and consummated to the fullest extent, that is the city. So the city eventually becomes the mutual building, the mutual habitation of God and man. God dwells in us and we in God. This is the universal, eternal mingling of God with man. We are his dwelling place and he is ours. On a small scale, this is the house, and on a large scale, this is the city. The New Testament first tells us that Christ is our life, but eventually it says that Christ is our head. If we only experience Christ as life, yet do not realize him much as our head, we only have the church as a house. There is not the city yet. When we realize that Christ is not only our life, but also our head, then Christ will have the second step of enlargement. Then the church will not only be the house, but also the city. The house is mainly with the life, and the city is mainly with the head. After recovering the building of the temple, there is still the need to build up the city. Without the city, there is no protection for the temple. The temple is complete. It is the place of the Lord's presence where we meet and serve the Lord, but it needs protection. The wall of the city is a defense to the temple. Without the wall of the city, there is no protection. This is a type that we must apply in the New Testament. In the New Testament, the building of the church is first mentioned in the Gospels. After Peter declared that Christ was the Son of God, he was told that the church would be built. The church comes after the knowing of Christ. After we experience Christ, the church comes into existence. At the same time, the Lord told Peter that he would give him the keys of the kingdom. Therefore, the kingdom follows the church. These three things are necessary: Christ as a rock, the church, and the kingdom. Christ must be experienced, the church must be built up, and then the kingdom will be brought in. In the epistles, the church is a house of God, but in the last two chapters of Revelation, there is a city. In that city there is no temple, because the city has become the enlargement of the temple. Christ is the divine and eternal center. When he comes into me, into you, and into so many others, there is the increase of Christ. This increase of Christ is the church. The church is the enlargement of Christ and the increase of Christ. We all are parts of Christ and members of Christ. The church is the fullness of Christ, because Christ has been increased and enlarged into so many members. The city is a further enlargement of Christ. The first step of the enlargement of Christ is the church as a house. The second step of this enlargement is also the church, not as the house, but as the city. The church as a house must be enlarged to be the church as a city. The city is something larger and safer than the house. Eventually, the whole house becomes the city. Revelation 21, verse 22 says that there is no more temple in the city, because the temple has become the city. The city is the tabernacle, the dwelling place. The city is the enlargement of the temple, the development of the house to the uttermost.